Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the South Bay Show, Redondo Beach, More to See, on November 4th, 2015. And boy, it feels like November. Live, love, laugh, and leave a legacy. That's what we do here in the South Bay of Los Angeles, and it's a beautiful place to do just that. I'm your host, Joe Terry.
The South Bay Show, Redondo Beach, More to See, is brought to you by the Redondo Beach Chamber of Commerce and Visitors Bureau. For over 108 years, the Redondo Beach Chamber has played a vital role in helping companies grow their business by taking the lead in programs and efforts that help create a strong local economy and make the community a great place to do business. The Chamber is committed to promoting the community through its aggressive tourism program and by participating in efforts that improve the quality of life in Redondo Beach. In addition, the Chamber represents the interests of business by working year-round to ensure local elected officials and other decision-makers are educated on the impact their actions have on the local economy. Networking programs provide opportunities for members to sell their products and services to peers and make lifelong connections. The Redondo Chamber is also the proud sponsor of signature events in Redondo Beach, such as the Redondo Beach Lobster Festival and Super Bowl Sunday 10K. For additional information on how the Redondo Beach Chamber of Commerce is working with member businesses and the City of Redondo Beach, visit the website at visitredondo.com.
You can read all about our many adventures on Facebook at facebook.com/ The South Bay Show. Persistence, passion, principle, and purpose. That's what we talk about here on the South Bay Show. And of course, I'm not alone because of our great partnership with South Bay by Jackie.com and producer of the South Bay Show, Jackie Balestra. Hey, Jackie, how are you doing today?
I'm cold. It's cold out there.
It is cold out there.
It was 50 degrees at my house this morning.
Yeah. It is amazing. And It's just a shock right now. We don't want to turn on the heater yet, but
we already did.
Oh, I thought about it. Yeah.
My husband had to get up early to take the trash out this morning, and he jumped back in bed, and his feet were like two blocks of ice.
Well, we're actually going to talk about the holidays today.
Yes, I think this is the first time this year. I think this is our first mention of the holidays.
Yes, and the weather is appropriate, and it's at one of the most, I think, one of the most beautiful malls in the country. It's really an amazing place. Jackie, who are our guests today?
Our guests this morning are Cher Haddon, marketing manager of South Bay Galleria, Sam Cartonian, owner of Tick Time and Redondo Beach Watch Company, Angela Berardo, she's the vice president store manager for Macy's at South Bay Galleria, and Wilhelmina Weber, store manager of the Fourth Basement. Now, Joe, there's going to be a lot going on at the Galleria this holiday season, and this morning we're going to hear what they've got up their sleeve for the holiday season. Cher, Angela, Sam, Wilhelmina, welcome to the program. We're so glad you could join us this morning.
Hello.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you
for having us.
You're very welcome, all of you. Thank you for joining us today. It's exciting. We want to talk first with Cher. Tell us a little bit about how it works at the South Bay Galleria and what's going to be happening this holiday season.
Well, the holidays kick off November 7th, so it's this weekend. Mm-hmm. Dancer arrives, and we've brought in a new attraction to share with the families of the South Bay. And from November 7th to December 24th, we're going to be in full swing. We'll be in all full mode for holiday, and we're going to have lots of fun things for all of the guests and lots of deals as well.
I got to ask Cher something real quick. I remember last year, Thanksgiving, because generally people think of the holiday shopping season like right after Thanksgiving, what is that, Black Friday?
Black Friday.
through Christmas Eve, December 24th. And last year, Thanksgiving fell very late. So it was like instead of having the full 4 weeks of shopping, it was like only 3 weeks. It was really short, right?
Right. We called it a short season, and we played up on it with Santa wearing shorts. say the short season. It was actually really cute. So we turned it into something positive, but it was really, really fast.
it was really fast. It was like you didn't have time. It was like you ate your turkey dinner, and boom, it was Christmas. So nobody had time to do shopping in between. So I'm just curious. So starting the holiday season kickoff on November 7th, is that a way to help out with that?
It definitely is a way for us to kind of get into the spirit earlier. Our tenants are really anxious, and they have lots of, you know, holiday promotions that they want to put out there. So from Black Friday to December 24th, it's completely insane. And we start our holiday programs a little bit earlier just to kind of ease into it, have Santa come in, and it kind of just gives us an extra cushion of time to enjoy it.
Time is important. Time is important, and that's a good segue, Joe.
That is a good segue. What's more important than time? Sam, the owner of Tick Time and Redondo Beach Watch Company, tell us a little bit about, you know, Sam, how important it is, the holiday season is, to retailers in general.
Oh, retail is extremely crucial for, holiday season is extremely crucial for retailers. That's when we see the biggest spike in our business, and that's when all the anticipation and gift-giving really pays off with increased revenues for retailers. So retailers really, really look forward to the holiday season because it gives us a jump in sales and it gives us a head start for the upcoming year. But this year in particular
Sam, are you on a speaker?
I am.
Could you pick up,
better?
Please? We want to hear you better.
Yes.
Yes.
Sure. There you go.
Go on.
This year in particular is actually very unique for the watch industry. Because as you guys have heard, we've had a new competitor join the watch industry as Apple. Apple started with the smartwatch. And that smartwatch brought a lot of anticipation and hype to wearables. So we're expecting a big year and a big holiday season for watch sales. There's big brands like Kate Spade, Michael Kors, Nixon, who are having a lot of promotions now through the holiday season. And we're expecting the big sales of wearables to kind of push through in the watch sales. So.
Now, this whole concept of wearables is, in the tech industry, it's just an everyday avalanche of information. But most people don't think about it every day as I do. But wearables are really big for the government, for health agencies. There's a lot of excitement about wearables today, and there's hundreds of them beyond just the Apple Watch.
There is, yes, and there's a lot of smartwatches out there. We're fortunate enough to have a couple of brands in our retail locations at the South Bay Galleria who have smartwatches. We carry Alpina and Frederic Constant, who are one of the first innovators in the smartwatch this holiday season. So you can come try on the smartwatches, see what they do. I think it's the new trend in technology. There's going to be a lot of other vendors jumping on into the smartwatch wearable market.
Right. Amazing. Wonderful. And so how do you approach the holiday season? Do you decorate? What do you do to make it more festive and approachable from people that are looking for holiday specials?
Yeah, we decorate the stores that we have. We get the staff together, especially a couple of weeks before Black Friday, because Black Friday is the kickoff, and it's the climax to where everything gets started. And we're super excited about Black Friday. I think the mall is going to be open extended hours this year for Black Friday,
right.
And it's the kickoff to our holiday season. So the staff gets extremely excited. I get excited as a small business owner for Black Friday. It's that once a year where it kicks off all the sales that are going to come up for the holiday season. So we have Black Friday doorbusters. We'll have promotions on our social media site. And, exciting times.
And now I'd like to bring in Angela Barrado. Tell us a little bit about what you do and what your role is at the Manhattan or the mall.
At the mall, well, for us at Macy's at the mall, we're one of the largest anchors in the mall, and Christmas is what we call at Macy's, the magic of Macy's. Macy's really puts a lot of effort and time and energy into making our stores look festive, feel festive, and really be a bright and welcoming place for our customers to shop. So we actually started with our Christmas decor and setups as early as September.
Right.
We will have everything set up within the next week. Throughout the stores will be already set for the remainder of the holiday season. We do a lot of different events, give back campaigns, mm-hmm. campaigns for customers. We really just try to do something every single week, a couple different promotions every week so we can drive customers into the store and make it a fun place to work.
It's kind of crazy, but for 70 years, I think,
mm-hmm.
William H. Macy, he understood the power of Hollywood and
absolutely.
Made an effort to have Macy's and not even made an effort. I mean, filmmakers just fell into the practice of using Macy's, especially the Macy's in New York, as a backdrop for their movies. And, of course, Miracle on 34th Street. Do you get people still that come into Macy's and say, do you know that Macy's is in Miracle on 34th Street?
Well, you know, it's interesting. We have those film clips and things that we even play for our associate population. And the pride that we have at Macy's, just the history that we have and the tradition with the holiday season and the Thanksgiving Day parade. And Macy's just being that place that the families go to. And, you know, we always are doing something new. So for this year, we're partnering with events with, you know, Disney and Star Wars and Believe and the Snoopy with the Peanuts movie. You know, Macy's always stays on the cusp of whatever is current and always brings back that traditional magic that started many, many years ago.
Wow. Oh, and I was there, man. I grew up in New York. I grew up on 33rd and 3rd. I literally just, you know, five blocks from Macy's, and that was a touchstone of my youth. I mean, no, I'm serious. We went over to the Thanksgiving parade every year, mm-hmm. regardless of the weather. And after that, one of the things we did was we'd walk around. We had a couple of department stores over there at the time, and they decorated all their windows. And Macy's mm-hmm. was just, it was the place. It was the place, and you'd walk into the store, and everything would be decorated, and it really is. It's magical. You picked the right word to describe it.
Yeah.
That absolutely is. And when you come to the store and you see it, and you see, you know, everything that we've put together, it just feels great.
I don't think people here on the West Coast really have a good concept of what we're talking about here. On the
exactly.
East Coast, in Chicago and New York, there are department mm-hmm. stores where the window, I want to say the window skirt, it's almost like an apartment. I mean, people mm-hmm. are like, they have sometimes live actors that are acting out scenes and so forth in the window.
Yeah, it's pretty incredible.
It is pretty incredible.
And some of those windows are bigger than apartments in New York. I guess. Yeah, no, it was a destination.
So
going and looking at the windows in the different stores, Saks and Altman's and Macy's and Lord & Taylor, and all of the big department stores, again, because New York is a walking city and everything is at street level. Unlike here, you know, the malls don't have that street window stuff going on like they do in other cities. But, it's fabulous. It's magical.
Right. It's magical.
It really is. So we ask that customers just come inside and take a look because we won't have any much in the windows. But, you know, this week we are launching our Believe campaign. And the Believe campaign is something that Macy's has been doing for 8 years. And really what it is, it benefits the Make-A-Wish Foundation. Mm-hmm. And the children and adults of all ages can come into the store and they can write a letter to Santa. And for every letter to Santa, Macy's donates $1 to the Make-A-Wish Foundation. And last year alone, they donated $2.4 million. It was the largest year that we've had in letters. And we're going to continue with the tradition this year. So it launches on Friday, which is a nice tie-in to the mall. And, you know, we're really adding in a few things like some sort of tech gifts that go with it that donates back to Make-A-Wish Foundation. And we're really looking forward to launching Believe this week.
That is fantastic. That's, mm-hmm. Of course, this season, IBM's Watson is doing all the reading for Santa. Watson reads 800,000 words a second.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
Wow.
So it doesn't matter how many letters you write to Santa, all of them will be read. IBM Watson will help That's kind of a joke, but.
Wait, I'm sure they will be.
Is that true? Because I hadn't heard about this. Is that true?
Watson is not.
I think it's a great idea. I think it's a great idea. You need to call IBM right now.
Yeah, you're right. It is a fantastic idea. They'll get the message. They'll get the idea somehow, I'm sure. Because they have this commercial running where they're working with it's a commercial with Jennings, the other superstar of Jeopardy.
Oh, yeah.
So, Wilhelmina Weber.
Yes.
I just love saying your name, Wilhelmina.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. Tell us about what your store does and is at the mall.
Well, basically, we are a shoe store, and we've only been open for a year. We opened up last August, and so we're just now starting to recognize our neighbors and kind of, getting used to everybody around the area. So this holiday season, we're going to be open. We're opening Thanksgiving night, obviously, up until next Black Friday, and we're going to have cookies and refreshments, and we're planning to offer so many different doorbusters, including, everybody's favorite name brand shoes for an amazing price. And, sizes will be limited because we're having, so many great doorbusters and everything. We're going to be giving free gifts. We totally decorate. I go all out. I love the holiday season. It's my favorite time, just like everybody else. So I go all out. And, it's just a positive outlook on everything. It's just such a positive holiday. So we want to bring that to our customers and just make everybody happy. That's what the season is for.
So what is the name of your business?
The Fourth Basement.
The Fourth Basement. What does that refer to?
Yeah, it's just we had other locations, and we ended up calling it the Fourth Basement. We've had a couple other locations here and there, and this the fourth one. It happened to be where we started our process onto the shoe business.
So it's like the basement, and then there's the second basement, and then there's the third basement, and then there's the fourth basement.
No, it's most of them were offices in the beginning, and then we opened our first location 4 years ago, almost 5 years ago, and that's in Rancho Palos Verdes, and that's the fourth basement, and so that was our first location. So we were like, let's just keep it going. So we opened our second location here in the South Bay Galleria, and it is still called the Fourth Basement.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's fantastic. So we're excited to hear about all of the things that all of you are planning for the holidays, but also we want to hear how you see this holiday season. There was a lot of talk about retailers having a hard time last season. There's a lot of pressure.
Well, that was because it was short. It was only 3 weeks.
Well, it's short, but I'm thinking of the pressure from the internet, from the Amazon, giant juggernaut or whatever. Amazon wants to sell everything that is sold in the mall. They want to sell food. They want to sell, I don't know what.
Everything.
Everything. Cher, can you talk a little bit about that, the online versus the retail?
Of course. Now, I'm not an online shopper. I have to touch it. I have to see it. I have to feel it. So I can't compare what the two shopping experiences are like. Mm-hmm. But for us, we really try to make the experience, something pleasant. You're shopping. It's easy to get around. You grab some food. You smell the popcorn and the pretzels, that kind of stuff. You can't get online. We have a full-service concierge. So if you have a question, someone can help you find, what you're looking for or suggestions. And I think just building in some of those things that you're not going to get online, is what we're trying to do. Now, that doesn't work with the millennials, and I have no idea how to market to them.
Right.
They're going to go and shop online from the comfort of their bed. I don't know what they do.
Right.
But we're working on it. We're really working on how we can kind of make the two seamless. You come shop and do what they call showrooming.
Right.
You come in, you look at the mall, you shop, and then you maybe go online and you buy it. Or, maybe you go online and browse, and then you come into the mall and buy it. It's just something that we're going to have to you know, just really get our heads around. And people like Sam and Angela and Wilhelmina, they're the ones that have the answers. Like, what does it take to get your shopper to come into the store?
For the longest time, you know, Mall of America in Minnesota, St. Paul, was, you know, sort of the premier example of the destination mall. I mean, they had a roller coaster in the center of the mall. Mm-hmm. But it's,
we do as well. It's a little, it's a 4D one, but we still have one.
Right. But it's the mall manager and the marketing managers that think about how to make it more festive and more of a place to go. I mean, when I think about festivities, I think about food. And I think about South Coast Plaza. They've designed the restaurants in the mall space. I mean, you actually, like, walk from store to store. There's a mall every few feet. And I'm thinking also of Del Amo now, the new wing that includes, you know, Nordstrom's to Macy's, or Nordstrom's Macy's, I believe. It's Nordstrom's. What am I saying? Yeah, Nordstrom's. It includes food establishments where you would normally expect other retailers, but they've decided that the density of retail is too high, so they're now incorporating food establishments. Is that a new trend?
It seems like it. It seems like the malls, the traditional malls, have to be redefined to fit what consumers want today.
Right.
That's including the millennials, that's including, you know, baby boomers, all of it. And it's really it's a challenge, you know, to do that. But I think that the developers now, they're thinking of it, they're working on it, and it's gonna be something that's gonna happen in the future for all shopping centers. They're gonna have to be tech savvy and be traditional and be convenient,
mm-hmm.
and have everything that everybody wants, and have all the food easily accessible, not just at a food court on the other side of the center, you know, but someplace where you can grab something to eat right where you're at.
Right where you're at. Right.
Let's get back to that internet versus in-person
mm-hmm.
shopping.
Mm-hmm.
I do both, but you know what I find? I use the internet as a convenience. So there's a lot of stuff that I get online that, you know, I buy all of my, like, shampoo and conditioners. I buy them in bulk, and I have them shipped to the house.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a shave club for my husband, have it mm-hmm. shipped to the house. The convenience of it, it's just convenient. But when it comes to shopping for shoes, clothes, gifts, you know, if you're giving a gift, as Cher was saying, I think it's important to have a hands-on, you know, to have, you know, to see it in person, to feel it, to see what it's like. And clothes, I mean, you just, if you know how to, you can't buy clothes online. You can't.
Yeah.
I mean, I know a lot of people do it, but to, I don't know. I'm a little pinkier than that.
Well, I can say from a perspective at Macy's, you know, we're really thinking about how we integrate both aspects, both the internet and the in-store experience through, you know, our omni-channel strategy. And, you know, we opened up something last October, which is called BOPS. That's buy online and pick up in store. So that would give the customers the convenience of looking online, looking to see if it's in their local area zip code, and then coming over to the store and picking it up, and they can have a same-day pickup. So we're integrating. We get them both to look on our Macy's.com, come inside the store, and then when they're inside the store, we hope that they buy a little bit more while they're here. So we're really coming up with different ways to integrate both the in-store and out-of-store shopping. A couple other things that we have to do with our associates is that we have to do more training in-store, because our customers know so much more than what they did in the past due
right.
to all the information on the internet, all the product information. And they often come in equipped with their cell phones, their information. They know exactly what they're looking for, and they know a lot about the product even before they come into the store.
Right. That's very mm-hmm. interesting you say that, because that's been one of the transformative elements to the auto business. It used to be you go on an auto lot and all the power was with the car salesman. They knew everything
exactly.
about the dealer costs and all of that. Now you can go in and say, hey, I know exactly what you paid for this, bud. I'll give you $200.
Ready for it.
Yeah, I'll give you $200 over what you paid for it. And that's
Jeez, Joe, that's aggressive.
But Sam, when you think about these issues about online versus retail, how do you make the experience in your store more satisfying to the customer? How do you do that, Sam?
Well, you guys nailed it. That's the biggest challenge that we have as small retailers is dealing with the online presence. The customers have gotten a lot more savvy, have gotten a lot more educated. They come in knowing what they want. But the main goal of any small business owner or any business is to make the competition completely irrelevant. And how do we do that is by creating a unique experience in our retail establishment, by making sure that our staff gives the best service out there, is very knowledgeable about the product, and that we offer the best selection out there. Our experience in the store is one that cannot be replicated online. So when you come in the store, you're going to want to stick into the store. You're going to want to make a purchase from one of our specialists that are in the store. And that's the main difference how we separate ourselves, the service that we provide. Once you reel in the customer and give them that great service, they're not going to go anywhere else, and that way you can make the competition completely irrelevant.
I've just decided, Sam, that I'm going to buy wearables for my entire family. Because I think that, you know, I'm a software engineer, and I think that as a category, you know, all the big people, let's pick on head of Microsoft. What's his name? Oh, Bill Gates. All of the big guys from the old days talk about how they always dreamed of doing the Dick Tracy thing, right? The phone on your wrist. I mean, that's the ultimate expression of personal computing, is something on your body. And of course, today it's for health reasons. It can track your heart rate. It can actually track whether you have you skip heartbeats and all of that. So it can be a diagnostic tool for your doctor. It's fantastic what's going on today.
It tracks how long you've slept, what kind of fitness you're doing, how much you're walking throughout the day. So, yeah, the future is here, as you say. The Dick Tracy watch is here.
Right.
I'd still rather have a Rolex.
Jackie, JV's a lucky man to have you.
hey, you know, it's that time. We need to take a commercial break.
Right. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to The South Bay Show, and we're talking all things holiday at the South Bay Galleria. It's going to be a fantastic weekend coming up. All the holiday festivities start on the 7th, so you'll want to check it out early and spend a lot of time at the mall buying wearables and shoes and hanging out at Macy's with Santa. There's a lot of great stuff to do. And, of course, if you'd like to ask a question of our guests, we'd love to have you. Please give us a call at 714-242-5288. That's 714-242-5288. We'd love to have your comment or question. And we'd also like to thank a sponsor.
This segment of the South Bay Show is brought to you by Your Actualized Visions. A local advertising agency, Your Actualized Visions offers all your advertising needs under one roof. From logo design, business cards, banners, and signage, to online services such as website design, SEO management, promotional videos, reputation management, and loyalty promotions, you name it, and Your Actualized Visions will handle it for you on time and under budget. Built on the needs of their clients, Your Actualized Visions is competitively priced and economical, saving you money and greatly enhancing your bottom line. At Your Actualized Visions, customer service is all local with one point of contact. No more dealing with robo-answering machines, getting the runaround, or speaking to someone in another country. Your Actualized Visions understands your hyper-local advertising needs and focuses on bringing you real clients. They do not buy likes, followers, or fake results. Your campaigns are real, built with real community followers who want to purchase your services and products. The only thing standing in the way of your company's success is you now picking up the phone right now and calling Your Actualized Visions at 310-413-8773. To learn more about what Your Actualized Visions can do for you and your company, visit the website at youractualizedvisions.com. Your Actualized Visions, your dreams today, not someday.
Wilhelmina, I'm looking at your Facebook page. I love the entrance to your store. What does that concept come from?
That, oh my gosh, that was, I was there when we were thinking about that. It was just something that we were looking at the store and we were like, what can be different? What is, you know, what is it? And so we, at first we were going to do brick on the inside, but then we, you know, the contrast and everything, the brick on the outside with the arch and everything. Oh
right.
My gosh, that was, and we get so many compliments on it. I personally love it. I think it's a great look. It's different. I haven't seen anything like that.
That's wonderful.
So, yeah, it's great. It kind of just came out of nowhere. It was really the owners that that decided all of that. I just tagged along.
So tell us about how you expect to make the store, and you probably think about this all the time, to make the store inviting to people to come in and shop, and what's your focus? Shoe boutique. What does that mean?
Well, I mean, shoe boutique, we go kind of under a boutique because we are fashion based, but we have a little bit of everything. Anybody that walks into that store is going to see something that they like. We have every style of shoe that you can even think of from thousands. We choose them from thousands of different vendors, and we know our trend and we know our market price and everything. So it's really, it is hard to choose different stuff, but I mean, we have just a little bit of everything for everyone. So we really try and grab, I personally like to grab customers on a more personal note. It's not really, I don't like traditional, you know, hey, how are you? I like getting in conversation with my customers and getting down on a personal level, because being a private company, we are very small, and I love to have our regulars. We do have regulars that come in, know them by name. Sometimes I'll text them and say, hey, look, we got the Steve Madden in. We love, you know, love that you, or I know that you love this and stuff like that. So
right.
That's really how I personally like to do it.
Right. That's wonderful. I mean, it is tough to be a retailer today. You have to really work at it every day. And, of course, customer service is king. And so, Cher, we're going to talk about these individual businesses more, but we also want to know, what's the schedule of events? You mentioned that we're starting on November 7th.
Yes.
Going to go on.
Joe, that's the big adventure to Santa, which I didn't think you knew about, but I know about because I'm going to a media preview tomorrow night.
Oh.
Yes, this is a big deal, and you're going to love it. Cher, you want to tell us all about that?
Definitely. So this year we have partnered with DreamWorks, who puts on an amazing, amazing show. We have Adventure to Santa. It's a DreamWorks Dream Place. It's kind of a long name, so we call it Adventure to Santa. It opens up November 7th. We're kicking off with a breakfast with Santa, and we have 400 kids that are coming out to have breakfast, do arts and crafts, and games. The attraction sits, it's 2,000 square feet of Santa Cottage with a DreamWorks skin all around it, so it's all animated to look like it's snowing, and there's elves and characters. It's a really fun attraction that we brought in. And when the kids go, it's free. You go into it, and you go. You have to make a reservation, though, so that's the only thing that's different this year than last year. But once you go through it, it's quicker. The experience is better. There's iPads for the kids to play with. There's animated interactions between Shrek and Donkey and some of the characters. And at the end, your family gets a private visit with Santa.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not like the traditional, you know, mall Santa where you're out in the middle and your kid's crying because they've been waiting for 2 hours to see Santa. It's a private experience in Santa's studio. And in the middle of all this is a 4D ride. So your child and your whole family gets to go on a sleigh and they ride to the North Pole. And, I mean, you can feel the cold. You can feel the fireworks from the show. I mean, it's a really fun experience that we're offering this year, and I think that you are going to be completely blown away, Jackie, when you come by and see it on Thursday.
Yeah, this sounds amazing. Joe, this is DreamWorks.
Right.
This is DreamWorks. It's a big deal.
this is pursuant to, you know, there's a whole genre of ride experiences that will fit in a typical store space. The idea of having a ride in the space that would typically be a mall store is unique. But this ride has hot and cold. It's sensory. Talk a little bit about the 4D experience.
Sure. So I'm not really too tech savvy with all of that, but I've been on the ride enough to know that. So when you're riding on the sleigh and you can feel all the bumps along the ride, there's fog that comes out from the sides. There is, the whole screen is like wrapped around the sleigh. So you're just immersed in this story that's developing. And there's fireworks that go off. So with every firework, the sleigh is bumping along. There's a cold blast when you are traveling to the North Pole and you feel icy. It's just an amazing experience that they put together. And DreamWorks really knows what they're doing. They have the handle on this animation. And I wish someone was here to talk about it because I'm not doing it justice. But if you go online or go on our Facebook page, you can see actual video of the ride itself. And it's just incredible.
Wonderful.
And from what I understand, there's only two of them, right, in Southern Cal?
There's two in Southern California, and I believe there's 14 in the nation and two in Southern California, one at our sister property in Victoria Gardens in Rancho Cucamonga and one here.
There better be one in the South Bay, of course. If there's any in California, there better be one at least.
There's no other place.
No other place. Fantastic. What a great fan page you have on Facebook. It's very inviting and exciting.
It is great, and we have some incredible people that, you know, shop at our center, incredible people that are our Facebook fans, and it makes the center feel like a home. We're really lucky.
Yeah, wonderful, wonderful.
So tell us again, you have to make a reservation for that. So can people make their reservations now?
You can make reservations now. Photo packages are optional, but if you want to make your reservation, you visit us online at southbaygalleria.com. You book in your time. That, you know, it's just less stressful for the family if they know what time they're going to go in there and see Santa. You put in your time, your kid's name, your kid's pictures. If you want to, you can put in what your children want for the holidays. And then when Santa sees your family, he knows the names of your children. He knows what they want for Christmas. And we can even direct you back to where to get those gifts while you're at the mall. So the whole experience is just seamless. And very, as a mother, I can tell you it's a nightmare to take your kids to see Santa sometimes, because by the time you get to see them, they're either crying or asleep or hungry or all of the above. So to know that you're walking in, you have a reservation, you're going to see Santa, and it's going to be a pleasant experience, it's a great thing to have.
No, that sounds terrific. And like, how long would you say the experience is, like from the time you start till the time you're done?
It can go from 5 to 9 minutes, depending on how much time you're going to want with Santa. You know, some children are going to still be a little nervous about it, so they'll take a little bit longer. But it's generally, you know, I would say 7 minutes would be your average.
Wow.
And I forgot to mention, Jackie, you would really like this. We are having two pet nights. So you don't have to go through the whole experience, but you can bring your pets to see Santa.
Now, you see, that has become huge. That has become huge in the last 4 or 5 years. I mean, Joe, do you know about this?
Well, no, this is new, and I agree.
It's become just huge. I mean, you know, people that have pets, they are their children, you know,
exactly.
and they want their pet's picture with Santa. It's just blown up.
Right.
It's exciting. We're very excited.
So you're gonna have two nights for the Adventure to Santa for pets.
For pets. So
oh,
it's, they're both on Sunday nights. So November 29th and December 6th. The last hour that the attraction is open, you can bring your pets through, see Santa. You can bypass the whole ride, of course. You know, we don't want to scare anybody. But and you can have, you know, you can get Christmas cards made with your pet and Santa. It's a great thing. We love it.
And do you have to make reservations for the pet as well?
Yes, you still make your reservation.
All right. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
This
it's
is
not. It's not just Santa. It's the Easter Bunny that does pictures with pets too. You know.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I believe Bobby Christian is with us, so let's bring him into the conversation. Bobby, are you with us?
I sure am. How's everybody doing today?
Very good.
Hi, Bobby.
Bobby Christian in marketing with the Redondo Beach Chamber of Commerce and Visitors Bureau. Happy holidays, Bobby.
To you as well. I'm super excited about the Santa event. I love bringing my dogs to things, so the 2 days where I can bring my dogs is probably the most exciting thing you could have said.
Well, there you go. There you go.
They designed it for you, Bobby. And what's your dog's name?
I got two dogs. I've got Bolt and Romeo.
Bolt and Romeo. All right.
Yes, they're little Chihuahua mixes, so hopefully I get some shots with them with Santa Claus this year. We'll see.
Fantastic, fantastic. And we've been having a great time talking about the mall and the wonderful events they have planned and, of course, just retail today. This is one of the most beautiful malls in the world. I mean, from a certain angle, it looks like a cathedral. I really think that this mall, you know, more people don't talk about how beautiful it is and how unique the architecture is. Don't you agree, Bobby?
Mm-hmm. We've got these shots that we use to promote the mall with the visitor center that are just gorgeous white, tall pillars, tons of light coming in. I mean, you really don't understand how much of it is naturally lit until you're in the inside of it. And they do so much for kids, and they have so many events for families. You got to love them all.
You know, Cher, I just want to ask you a real quick question about the movie theaters. That, to me, was a great innovation. The movie theaters were not a part of the original plan. Is that true?
You know, honestly, I don't have a lot of history of when the movie. I know that it was a General Cinema, and then
right.
they converted into an AMC, but I don't know before that if it was supposed to be attached or not. But it is an anchor now, and they are going through an upgrade beginning January,
right.
where they're going to upgrade the sounds of the seats. They're going
right.
to put, you know, more food options and possibly a bar, which is
right.
kind of good
right.
In this. So we could not, you know, live without that.
It is a unique draw, but it is also a unique space where on the top level you go into the movie theaters, but that's just where you buy your ticket. Then you go up. It's really
yes.
It's really on the roof. It's an amazing innovation.
Yeah, they do a really good job over there. And I'm sure I imagine that after the construction, all that's going to be the same, just enhanced.
Right. Wonderful, wonderful. Looking forward to that because we have some amazing franchises coming to the theaters this holiday season with the Peanuts and Star Wars.
Star Wars.
It's going to be crazy, yeah.
Hunger Games.
Hunger Games. Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
It's going to be crazy. So, Bobby, tell us what else is going on with the Redondo Beach Chamber and Visitors Bureau.
Well, we have a few chamber events coming up within the next week or two. I'm going to go over some of them right now. We have a network cafe at Buco de Beppo on next Thursday, November 12th. It's a lunch network cafe, so it's 11:30 to 1, and you need to RSVP in advance for that. Then we have a mixer the following Wednesday, November 18th at 5:30, and that's going to be at Basque Kitchen, which we interviewed on this show, I believe, last week.
Right.
And they had their ribbon cutting, and so now we're having the mixer there on the 18th.
Yum.
Those are the main member events, and if you're interested in becoming a member, you can always contact the Redondo Beach Chamber of Commerce and Visitors Bureau for more information on that. You want to talk to Nancy and Cheryl, and you can contact us by calling us at 310-376-6911. Now, as far as events, the biggest event we have going on the tourism side of things this week is, of course, the Breakfast with Santa and the launch of Adventures to Santa. But on down the road a little bit, registration has opened for the Super Bowl 10K and 5K, which is the annual event we put on. We have two events every year, the Lobster Festival, and then the sister event to that is the Super Bowl 10K. So we're really excited to have registration open for that. That's going to take place in February, and you can find out more information about that on redondo10k.com. And one last thing, this is a open. This is an event that's open to the public. It's going to be November 11th, so it's next Wednesday. The pier is hosting Veterans Day on the pier, where there'll be discounts and attractions just for veterans on the pier. So if you are a veteran, make sure you go to redondopier.com and figure out what all is going on there.
All right. Right. Great. So this is so, you know, fantastic. The holiday season, it's a huge marketing and also a huge benefit to many charities. They do a lot of charities do, you know, a good solid percentage of their fundraising during the holidays. Cher, tell us a little bit about what you're going to be doing with some nonprofits.
So this year, what we're doing for nonprofits is we have a couple of things. We're really supporting Macy's and their Make-A-Wish Foundation and their Letters to Santa.
Right.
So I think that's an amazing, you know, built-in event that we can kind of just really push for them.
Right.
And then second, we have some the company that runs our photo operation in the Dream House is called NOR, and they have a NOR Cares Day, which is going to be offering Adventure to Santa for autistic children so that it's not so loud and not so dark or not too bright and Santa's not too intimidating. So we are working with them on December 6th. They'll have North Cares Day, and they'll have some families of autistic children and get to experience the same holiday experience that we all get to at their comfort.
Right. Right. Wonderful. Now, Bobby, did you have any further announcements for the chamber?
Nope, that's it. Just those
things. Right.
And if you want more information, you can always check out visitredondo.com.
Visitredondo.com. Thank you very much, Bobby Christian. And so, Sam, when you think about the holiday season's coming up, I know that it's a big percentage of sales traditionally for many businesses. How big is the fourth quarter for you, Sam, in terms of the overall year?
Fourth quarter is pretty much half of our business for the entire year. That's why when you say Black Friday, small businesses get super excited, especially in our market. We get really excited when Black Friday rolls around. It almost accounts for, fourth quarter accounts for almost 50% of our business. So.
Okay.
It's a big
thing
of the year. It is
significant.
So. So you're going to buy your wearables this year. Make sure you buy them locally. Buy them at the local South Bay Galleria.
I want to come in. I want to try them on. I want to talk about features and do they work well with Android versus Apple, iOS, and all those things. Yeah, I think it's new life for the typical watch and or you know, accessories business marketplace, because there's going to be a lot of different stuff. I mean, there are going to be eyeglasses that are you know, wearable and that have, you know, like Google Glass.
I think you and Sam can do a whole show just on this.
A little tech show.
Yeah, a little tech show, yeah.
Absolutely.
And I just wanted to mention, Sam, we met very briefly at last year's South Bay Mavericks. You were one of the speakers.
That's right. That was a great event put on by Shop Local. And it brought a panel of these four or five Mavericks in the South Bay area, and it was really educational for me, and I think there was a great crowd out there. It was a great event.
It was. It was a great event. You missed that, Joe. You didn't make it to that.
I don't get out a lot.
That was back in the day when you didn't get out a lot. Now you get out.
I'm trying, Jackie. I can't keep up with you. Angela, tell us a little bit more about how Macy's is going to be preparing for the holidays, because it's certainly something that we all want to see. Tell us what you're planning for us.
So for the holidays, we have quite a few big events coming up, but we have some major events that really are going to drive our holiday season. And the first one is starting on this coming Sunday, November 8th, which is our private shopping night. It's almost like a preview to our friends and family, which is one of the most sought-after events of the year. So we end up giving out between 10% and 25% on all of our best goods, and that is for all day on Sunday. So we're looking to have a lot of great business then. The next event that is really important to us is, of course, the Thanksgiving and the Black Friday weekend. Really, we will be open on Thanksgiving at 6 o'clock, and we have additional doorbusters, and we're also integrating the technology with shopping, whereas if customers check in, they have an opportunity to get an instant savings of $100, up to $400, up to a trip to New York to see the New York store. So there's a lot of different things that we're doing on Black Friday and that whole entire weekend, and we'll be leading that even into Cyber Monday. So we have a plan all the way from Thursday through Monday to capitalize not only for the customers in-store but also the customers online.
Mm-hmm.
In addition to that, we do have our semi-annual Friends and Family event happening December 2nd through December 10th. This is really one of our biggest events. It's a great time for people to grab their holiday items for themselves so they can relax and enjoy the holidays and not have that pressure right up before Christmas. And we're having one of our in-home events, really is what we call a grassroots event, which Macy's can do store by store. And we have a big cosmetics gala on December 5th. It's going to be on lace and pearls, and we're focused in on beauty advisors, giveaways, DJs, makeup experts, and we're really going to be focused on the Shiseido skincare line, in which we have one of their top people coming in to do skincare consultations, skincare techniques, and we already are booking up to 200 people to come to that event just to see Shiseido and the skincare experts. So we think just between the general Macy's marketing, all the things that we have planned in store to have a really great holiday season.
Right, right. Amazing.
Wow, wow. That's a lot.
50 days, 15 hours, 8 minutes, and 25 seconds to Christmas.
Exactly.
You just have to Google, Christmas countdown, and it's yourchristmascountdown.com.
Mm-hmm.
When you think of that, Cher, when you think about the drumbeat of the holiday season, and this fourth quarter is so critical to businesses as it is, how do you help all of your businesses get better prepared? What are some of the things as marketing manager that you do to help all of your businesses get better prepared? Because some businesses don't really decorate that much. They don't have special events that much, but of course they have to participate. It's the holidays.
They wouldn't be in this industry if they weren't going to participate. I mean, it's pretty much something that is, they know what they're getting into when they come into this business. And my job is to kind of make the center, a fun place. It's decorated and you have Santa and you have a great experience so that shoppers will come and go visit their stores. I mean, the stores that we have here are amazing. They're an amazing bunch of people. We have people like Sam and Wilhelmina and Angela who really put their personality and their heart into what they're doing. And when you come and visit and you have that interaction with their staff, you're going to keep coming back and coming back. It's not that it's something that's so hard that I have to, go over there and say, get it together, it's almost Christmas. They know what they're doing. They're professionals. They've got this down. And I'm constantly blown away by how great it is for all these businesses. And I love promoting them, and I love promoting, their spirit during the holidays. And it's not easy. We're open late, we're open early. Some of the businesses like Sam, it's a smaller operation than Macy's, but we all stick through it together. At the end of it, we're a family.
It's the holidays. You're ready. You're professionals. Wilhelmina, tell us, where is your store in the South Bay Galleria?
We are located on the second level next to Vans.
Okay.
Yeah, so that's like the old Nordstrom wing.
Right. Excellent. And Sam, where is Tick Time and Redondo Beach Watch Company?
We're located on the third level. Tick Time is located on the third level next to the theaters. And Beach Shooters Watch Company is located on the first level next to guest services.
Okay. All right.
We should probably get website information from everybody.
Okay.
So that people can look online, too.
We'll go back to you, Wilhelmina. What about websites, Facebook? Tell us about that.
Yeah, we have a website. It's called gotyourshoes.com. So we have everything that we have at both of our locations, all sizes, styles, colors, everything that we have in both of our stores on that website. And you can access that 24/7 anytime.
Hmm.
And we also give the options. I've had a couple customers buy it online and actually pick it up in store too. So we have that option. It's a little on a smaller scale, but it still works.
Right. And that's part of the transitions that are happening. Sam, Facebook, website.
And our website and social media is ticktimetrends.com. You can go on our website, on our Facebook, on Twitter or Instagram, and look at our most recent blogs. We blog about watches on a daily basis. You can check out the blogs, or you can actually go shop online as well.
Awesome. And, you know, I think, Angela, we know how to find Macy's, but do you have any special promotions or things online that you'd like to highlight?
No, really. All that we have is through the Macy's marketing. We do have some grassroots that each of the cosmetics counters do, but nothing that I have a website or a specific Facebook name. It just pops up randomly, but otherwise you guys know exactly where to find everything Macy's.
Macy's.com.
Macy's.com.
Exactly. /Sulfate Galleria, please.
Okay.
Okay.
There is something amazing about that name, Macy's. I mean, I'm thinking of the commercial where they go through a five-second clip of famous clips from movies and television. And it's all about, well, let's go to Macy's. And Lucy says, Macy's. And, you know, I mean, it's just, and it's on and on and on. It's hard to believe, you know, that Macy's is still going strong at this point and stronger into the future. What do you see Macy's, I guess it's a general term, what do you see when you see these, Amazon is going to open their own physical bookstore, and they promise, they have made threats, they promise that it's going to be the greatest bookstore ever created. What do you think about things like that?
Well, I mean, coming from a perspective of being a Macy's employee for a very long time, I think what that says is that people like to go places to buy things.
Right.
And if Amazon is starting brick-and-mortar stores and these other online retailers, they're making it convenient for the customers to go somewhere to have a different type of experience. But they're not just staying online. They're developing their model. Mm-hmm. And their model is not only online, but it's also in-store shopping, integrating the both. So I actually think it's a great thing because it's demonstrating that people, although we love convenience and we love technology and all of that, we also love to go somewhere and talk to someone and have a destination. And I think it's a great thing that they're going to be coming to the malls.
I hadn't heard that. I hadn't heard about that yet.
Amazon is going to open their first physical store.
Brick and mortar, wow. Mm-hmm.
There is no doubt that Apple.com is one of the most heavily trafficked e-commerce websites in the world. But their retail space is the story of the last decade. Apple retail has overturned how everything works in the personal computer industry. Microsoft is opening a retail store as well, and they expect to open many more after that. Retail is in, Cher. It's exciting.
We are lucky. We'll be around for another 30 years at least.
Fantastic. You guys, and when I say you guys, I mean Forest City Enterprises, the South Bay Galleria is an amazing destination. It's clean, it's safe, it's wonderful. Thank you so much for joining us today, Cher.
Thank you. We really appreciate it.
And Sam Cartoonian, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you. And Angela Barrado, thank you for joining us.
Absolutely.
And, of course, I love saying your name, Wilhelmina Weber. Thank you for joining us.
Oh, thank you. It was my pleasure.
Jackie, any last thoughts?
No, I think we've got it covered.
Everybody, the South Bay Galleria Holiday is ready for business this weekend. Come on out this weekend and have a blast. There's going to be a lot of stuff going on at the South Bay Galleria, and we're all excited. That's our show for today, and we'll see you tomorrow for South Bay Spotlight. Thanks, Jackie.
Always a pleasure, Joe.
Bye-bye.